Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning, John. I'm here with Willie Brown, and Will Durst is somewhere in New York City.
I'm in Rockefeller Center.
Isn't that a groovy place?
It's way cool, yeah. Getting here is odd, though.
But the people there are just wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great station.
They all remind you of Tony.
Tony, if he were from New Orleans.
That's right.
Because nobody in New York is from New York. It's just like San Francisco.
So, Will, I guess you're out of Beta Breakers this weekend. That's too bad.
Actually, I'm coming home tomorrow. I'm just here for the day.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, I really thought that Will was going to lead at least one of the centipedes.
Oh, come on. If there's no nudity, I'm out.
Oh, there'll be a little bit of that, I'm sure.
There'll be lots of that. Today, however, we've got James Fang on, who's going to talk about a civilized street demonstration, our street parade.
Yes, it's the street celebration out on Irving Street, the Asian Heritage Celebration. That
in
is
my
happening
neighborhood.
Saturday, yes.
Indeed. From the 20th to the 25th on Irving.
And then John Garamendi is going to drop by and by way of the telephone and talk to us, his candidacy for the lieutenant governorship, plus his fight with the insurance industry.
And EcoTalk's Betsy Rosenberg, British-Pakistani Muslim comics Shazira Mirza, is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, good.
And as always, the people who are talking to us about the issue of immigration, particularly since the U.S. Senate said, yes, English shall be the only language spoken. What does that mean for George Bush?
And if Quake listeners come by today at the Hotel Vitale, we're going to give them a T-shirt, so if they're going to run nude in Beta Breakers, they'll at least have a Quake T-shirt on.
Oh, that's an ugly thought.
That would make them partially nude with a Quake T-shirt on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Scott. I this X-ray eye guy named Paul.
Unless it's an XXXL.
Oh, great. All right, gentlemen. Well, of course, another fine broadcast coming up just a couple of moments. We'll get you our report on California's levies. And then it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock. Happy Friday from 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, an in-depth and investigative look at the California levee crisis. Michael Rush reports.
A recent state study shows that a 6.5 magnitude earthquake in the Delta region would cause a levee failure so massive that the result would be a $30 to $40 billion loss to the economy. An estimated 50 breaches ranging in size from 500 feet to 1,600 feet could take 28 months to repair, and breaches would stretch from Bacon to Woodward.
The solution really was to redo the entire flood control system of the Central Valley, which might be a $10 billion bill. These kinds of short-term problems will continue to plague us.
More than 400,000 people and 140,000 structures would be in the direct path of a major flood in the pocket area of Sacramento.
We estimate that if the levee should fail at that site, water would be 2 feet deep within 2 hours, which makes escape by vehicle impossible. And within a week, you're talking about 17 feet of water, which would totally flood out homes completely.
Thousands of homes would be destroyed. Millions would go without drinking water. Crops would go dry. Planning for disasters and strengthening of the levees is not enough. There must be state and federal oversight in the building of homes in low-lying areas. Today, the system is an aging one from both the perspective of scope and strength. California faces a catastrophe. Much needs to be done, and time is short.
Listen every day at 7 and 4 for the Quake special report on California's levee crisis, or go online and podcast the entire special at quakeradio.com. Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad, unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 7:03. This report brought to you by Table for 6 in Concord. A three-car crash, two in the center divide, one on the shoulder, 242 southbound after Concord Ave. Roll of carpet fell in the left lane of 780 eastbound before you get to 2nd Street. Medium lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Minor backup there, not even mid-lot. Other Bay Area bridges fine at the moment, and Bart's on time, too. Single, just too busy? Just call Table for 6 Total Adventures, the dating experts, for personalized one-on-one matchmaking that has led to over 900 marriages. Want to be next? Contact Table for 6 at table46.com. Lots of things going on in the Bay Area this weekend. We'll recap a few of them in the news at the bottom of the hour. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown. Will Durst is also with us from New York City.
And it's beautiful here in New York City. A little sprinkly, but that's about it.
Scheduled to sprinkle out here as well. So when you decide on Beta Breakers, make sure you have your rain slicker with you.
Make it slick.
Absolutely. Can you imagine running a rain slicker and nothing else? You flash as you move along.
Ooh, that would be freeing.
Hey, how about Hayden? When asked the question, General Hayden yesterday, Will, when asked the question, why didn't you tell us about this a long time ago rather than wait until 24 hours before you are to be confirmed to be briefing us on this matter? You had some 3.5 years.
He and what said, did he say?
Be very clear. I don't wish to be put in a position to explain the administration's conduct.
Wow.
And when asked about the database by Senator Feinstein, he said, I don't want to talk about that publicly. We can talk about that behind closed doors.
Yeah, national security.
And he said, and be clear, I have often disagreed with Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and I believe that disagreements are healthy for the intelligence service. He really is trying to cut him an independent path.
You know, whenever they have these hearings and they talk to them and ask them questions, they always say the right thing, and then when it actually comes out to do something, oh, then they're on the party line. Suddenly, they are not so independent like they used to be.
And then how about Arlen Specter? Yesterday, his committee decided to hold the hearings involving the same-sex constitutional amendment in a location distinctively different from what they normally do, one in which the public doesn't have great access. And by 10-8 party vote, they voted to send the constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage to the floor. And when asked, why did you do that? He says, oh, I oppose same-sex marriages. I just think that they ought to be voted upon by the entire Senate. Now, you know it takes, I think, 2/3 vote of the Senate to pass this thing, so it has no possibility of passing.
They just want to get everybody a record.
You know this is pure, unadulterated election year politics. Day in and day out, I'm becoming less enthusiastic about the existence of Arlen Specter than ever before. At one time, I'd held him in relatively high esteem. But when Russ Feingold walked out on him yesterday, you know, Russ left the meeting.
Yes.
And saying, you know, you really have a strange commitment to the Constitution. It certainly is not one consistent with those of us who really believe in the Constitution. They got into a shouting match about who had a greater commitment to the Constitution. And the inspector said, oh, I would have held it in a place where the public could see things if I had had any idea the vote might change. But I had no idea the vote might change, so there was no reason to hold it any other place. Typical explanation by Republicans. So Arlen Specter is becoming every day increasingly more a Republican.
A partisan and partisan and partisan.
Totally. Totally.
My favorite thing was when Hayden said that he's independent of the Pentagon. I don't know if you've seen the cover of the New York Times today. CIA choice says he's independent of the Pentagon. And there's a shot of him in his uniform with the four stars and the whole fruit salad on the left side of the chest. You know, yeah, he looks independent of the Pentagon.
Speaking of people being independent of the Pentagon, you know who's coming to dinner this weekend here in San Francisco?
Who?
Dick Cheney.
No. Again? Cheney in Frisco?
Yeah, he lands at 10 o'clock, I think, tonight, and he intends to be here for the whole weekend. He's going to campaign up in Stockton for your favorite candidate,
Pombo.
Pombo, that's right.
Oh, if Cheney's coming out, they think that they're in trouble then.
Well, not only that, it's an almost guaranteed loser. Because
yeah,
nobody gets impressed with what Cheney in Northern California.
What is Cheney's approval rating right now? 12%? Cheney looks at Bush at his 29% and go, how do you do it?
As a matter of fact, I think Cheney may owe the dick.
He might be negative, yeah.
That's right. He may be on the negative side. But can you imagine? This has got to be the only congressman in the country
who's willing to share a stage with Cheney, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe they will go hunting together.
or offshore drilling together. You know, yesterday in the House, a bill failed that was going to make offshore drilling happen by a vote of 217 to 203. And now Pombo is backing a measure that would allow states to opt out of the ban because it was mostly California legislators and Florida legislators who wanted to keep the ban.
Oh, wait a minute. What is it? Why do California and Florida, why would they be interested in offshore drilling? Oh, that's right. They have a coastline! Why does Kansas even get the vote on this issue?
I think that if Pombo wants to push this bill, that non-coastal states could opt out. So Kansas can have all the offshore drilling at once.
That's right. Let Upper Michigan drill if they want in Lake Superior.
And then, you know, one of the law firms that we've all admired throughout the country, they've been so incredibly successful. And talk about this right here on 960 The Quake. You get the idea that we cover the waterfront. Well, we do cover the waterfront.
We're on the waterfront.
That's right.
We are
the waterfront.
We visually cover the waterfront.
And by the way, covering the waterfront, our good mayor and a collection of people, including Peter Uberoff, raise real questions about whether or not San Francisco and the Bay Area should apply for the Olympic Games in 2016.
Why is that?
Well, we may. You know, we didn't win the last one.
No,
New York won the
right.
No, New York won the American right, and then London won it, and then London got bombed a week after it was announced that they won the. Remember that 7-7?
Yeah, well,
that
you have to.
Not 7-7. That was Spain. So.
You have to get designated from your region and from your country. New York beat us out. I took us all the way to Colorado Springs, and then the fix was in there. And I had Robin Williams, and I had all of our ex Olympians. I had some of everything and everybody there.
You were going for the winter? You were going for the Winter Olympics?
No.
The Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
Oh, why Colorado Springs then?
That's where they held the meeting.
Oh.
That's where the votes were.
Yes, and our own Willie Brown was on with Phil Mateer on Channel 4 last night, and you missed this, Will, because it was funny. Phil Mateer just didn't understand that when you say bringing it to San Francisco, you mean you're bringing it to the Bay Area, and then you can have events at Stanford on track and over in Oakland for other events. You know, we have more than one arena around here. Phil was going, well, where are we going to hold it?
Why San Francisco? I said, well, I don't think anybody's ever heard of Davis or Palo Alto.
The Palo Alto Olympics.
Yeah, I don't think the French voters, you know, are going to be really impressed by, you know, Manteca.
Well, you know, at this time, though, we could very well have an advantage this time because I think the Olympic Committee is interested in somewhere in the Americas doing the Olympics in 2012, the Summer Games. Secondly,
2016.
I also think that the weather is ideal for quality performances by athletes in the summer particularly here.
Especially in Northern California compared to Atlanta in August. Hello.
No question about it.
Or even L.A. in August was silly.
And with the European flavor that literally permeates the entire area, this region, it really should be a great bid. Plus, my guess is that we will be able to line up the Asian nations, the African nations on behalf of San Francisco, and that may give us the votes that we would need if we are chosen by our own U.S. Olympic Committee, which is headed by Peter Ueroff. So there is a possibility. They had a little soiree in the mayor's office. There are great photographs of the mayor and Ueroff, and they appear to be playing, hand hits. What do they call that, Will? You played that at one time, I'm sure.
The Macarena?
No, you know where you hit hand, I hit hand, you hit hand, I hit hand.
Patty cake?
Yeah, something like that. I knew you played it.
They were high-fiving to the point that it was patty cake?
It was
Is that
patty
what you're saying?
Yeah.
Patty cake, bakers, man.
Yeah. It was, so that happened yesterday, and then the mayor also announced, in the interest of the greening of the city, that our public vehicles in the not-too-distant future will all be powered by biodiesel fuels.
Biodiesel?
That's what he said.
They had a press conference on biodiesel fuel, yes.
So all city vehicles, are they going to phase them in or what?
Yeah, he will phase them in. They've already started, and apparently the fire department was a great resistor. Because apparently nobody wishes to have one of those fire trucks suddenly develop the heat cup as it's coming out of the stall.
Yeah, you know, any other car, you can get the three guys out of the car and have them push. You're not going to push a fire engine.
No, you're not a fire engine. Well,
up Stockton, man. Is there any more Sisyphean sort of analogy in San Francisco? Pushing a fire truck up Sacramento Street.
Simply won't work. We have on our conversation we've been having in our first segment, a caller wants to jump in. T in South San Francisco has something to say about Congressman Pombo. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I would just like to say that in the interest of tourism and all that kind of stuff, every year we hear about Punxsutawney Phil and all these other groundhog peoples. And it just seems like California, we ought to pass some legislation and get our own groundhog and name it Pombo. How about that?
No, I think an ostrich. I think we should get an ostrich and name him Pombo.
It just seems like he's the biggest groundhog of this state. He's like chewing up all the land, or he wants it all for himself. And if it isn't already his, he's going to, take it over anyway. So that's my suggestion. Maybe we should get on that.
Well, he has an important visitor coming this weekend,
Permits all up to date? If not, we should get those squared away immediately.
Oh, that's a good idea. We should actually perhaps apply for them and send them hunting permits.
And make sure
all filled out. All they need is a signature.
The hunting cap has a nice target on the cap.
Blaze orange.
So that's my nomination, Pombo for Groundhog. How about that?
All right, preset your car so you can stay tuned, because if we get something going with this new Groundhog, as you described him, or the ostrich, as our friend described him, we'll be there, and you'll know it's your idea.
Thanks hopefully for calling.
Hopefully we'll turn him into a flounder.
866-965-753 is the phone number. Anytime you want to join in the conversation here with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells, and our state insurance commissioner and candidate for Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi joins us in the next segment. He's having some fights currently with the insurance companies. Didn't make friends with them when he was working for us for the state.
Go get him, John.
We'll hear all about it in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Nugget Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price of participation may vary.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Good morning, 720, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here at the Hotel Vitale. Today's the day that if you come by, one guy's already here waiting for his T-shirt. They're on the way. If you're going to be running this Sunday in Beta Breakers, you get a T-shirt to do the running in, courtesy of The Quake. Free T-shirts today. Not just for your joke of the day, Will Durst.
Oh, good.
In addition to that, we'll be doing that both ways. Now, our state insurance commissioner, John Garamendi, is going to join us on the phone. And John Garamendi has been working in the state insurance commissioner's office for quite a few years, been battling with the insurance companies, and his lieutenant governor candidacy is being battled back and threatening him with a $2 million negative ad blitz. John Garamendi, good morning. You're on The Quake.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Welcome to our show, you true Californian hero, you.
Well, we're having a battle with the auto insurance companies. They are determined to disobey the laws that the people of California voted for in 1988, and they've been at it all these years. And I am absolutely determined that finally, finally, the will of the voters is going to be carried out.
Now, what is going on with the insurance companies threatening you if didn't push back enforcement? What's that about?
Well, this is the most astounding thing I've ever had in all of these years that I've been in public life.
It's naked, too, isn't it?
It is naked. On April 24th, I received a message from a friend who had been contacted by the insurance industry, or at least a woman who works for the insurance industry in Sacramento, to deliver a message. And the message was, back off on the regulations that would finally make good, safe driving more important than when you live, or else they will put a $2 million negative hit campaign against me in the run-up to the June election. I, of course, told them where to take this idea. No way, no how. They repeated the same threat the next day, and the president of State Farm here in California, the regional president, acknowledged that he knew about the message. And then we went out to the FBI, the U.S. attorney, and the attorney general saying, hey, this looks an awful lot like bribery, extortion, and blackmail. Please investigate it. And now the second shoe is dropping. They are carrying out the threat because I told them where to take their concept. And
but you also went public with it, which they probably did not expect.
Well, you know, no way, no how am I going to be intimidated by a $120 billion industry. I've been fighting these characters since 1991. And we won in 1991. They fought us all the way to the California Supreme Court, and we delivered over $1 billion of rebates and put Proposition 103 into effect. This particular issue, which has to do with how automobile insurance is priced, was taken up by Chuck Quackenbush, the disgraced commissioner that followed me, had to leave in a scandal. He actually gave the insurance companies exactly what they wanted. He was bought and sold by the by these very same companies, and he wrote regulations that allowed them to continue the old practice of basing automobile insurance rates principally on where you live, which creates an incredibly unfair situation, even though the law clearly says that your driving record, the miles driven, and your experience behind the wheel must be more important than where you live, than the zip code in which you live.
Yeah, we're talking to Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi, candidate for lieutenant governor, who has been targeted apparently by a collection of insurance companies in the midst of this campaign over an issue involving auto insurance.
Willie, have you ever heard of anything like this?
Oh, sure. Of course. They just never should have called it.
They should have made it implicit?
They should have just done it if they were going to do it. They didn't need to put him in a position where they tried to threaten him. That's ridiculous. You can't threaten John Garamendi. As a matter of fact, you can't threaten most elected officials, and they left themselves exposed. And my guess is that the investigation may very well produce some fallout that will not be good for the insurance industry. They obviously, and I think, Mr. Commissioner, you would agree, they obviously have the right as citizens to run any kind of a legal ad campaign at any time they choose to do so. That's their right under the freedom of speech, but they don't have a right to tell you they won't do it if you will do what they want you to do.
Yeah, absolutely, Willie. There can be no quid pro quo. There can be no threat of some sort of political hit. They can never give anything of advantage or disadvantage to an elected official or an appointed official in the course of that official's proper and appropriate conduct and decision-making. And you're correct. Normally, these kinds of things, big money being thrown around, is so very, very common. But I had never, ever heard of such a thing as to threaten somebody, do this or else, delay this to the next commissioner to take care of, or else we will conduct this negative hit campaign. And in this particular issue, we have been working on these regulations for more than 2 years. The regulations, the first proposal was actually introduced in December. There was plenty of opportunity for them to run any kind of an information campaign since, well, 2 years ago, and certainly after December when we put out the proposed regulations. But they've chosen to do it in the last 19 days of the political campaign. This is clearly a political hit by State Farm, Allstate, Safeco, 21st Century, and Farmers Insurance Company. They're coming at me. I'm going to tell the whole world that these characters are clearly out of line, that I believe they've done something that's patently illegal. It's certainly political blackmail. And no way, no how can the citizens of California be left at the mercy of these characters.
What's your opponent say about this?
Well, they're keeping their distance from it, although clearly this negative campaign helps my opponents. There's no doubt that a negative campaign in the last days of an election is detrimental, and I accept that. But what I don't accept is the way in which they're conducting this. They started out with political blackmail and quite possibly more than that. and we'll see what the U.S. attorney and the FBI have to say about it. The remaining part of it is that they're doing this as an issue campaign. Issue campaigns is exactly what Willie talked about. Anybody, any company, any individual has the freedom of speech to go out and tell the whole world what they think about an issue, and these companies do. But they're doing this this is more than an issue campaign. This is clearly a political campaign to influence the June election.
John, do you think that the U.S. attorney and or the FBI will have any response between now and June 6th?
I think that's unlikely. I know that my department conducts investigations every day, and our standard and appropriate response when queried by anybody, the press or anybody else, is we're not going to comment. We neither confirming nor denying that we have an investigation underway. That's the standard response of most all investigative agencies.
John Garamendi is our guest. He's the state insurance commissioner for California and candidate for lieutenant governor on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells. State insurance commissioner, what is going on in terms of the clean government initiatives that are currently in the state legislature? Didn't one get stalled in committee?
Yes, I think 2 days ago, it was 2 days ago, that the Clean Money Initiative, which is basically an effort to get this kind of money out of politics, this kind of extraordinary money that these insurance companies are putting up, get that out of politics and just go straight forward with the issues. My understanding is that there was not a quorum in the Senate Elections Committee, that two of the senators were absent that day, and therefore the bill was not taken up. It remains alive, and I got to tell you, we would be so much better off if we could get the money out of politics and finance these things with public money and get this kind of outrageous influence out of this system.
Good luck. John Garamendi, you have been on the ballot in the state of California statewide for several years. Let's move away from you for 30 seconds and have you give us, if you will, your perspective on the candidates who are to challenge Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Well, I think the Democrats have two very capable candidates, both Mr. Angelides and Mr. Wesley. They are presenting themselves, I think, very well to the California public, introducing themselves. I think any challenge, Democrat or Republican, against a seated governor is a difficult thing. But clearly we have a situation where Governor Schwarzenegger had a very serious defeat, an appropriate defeat last November, and we'll just see what happens here. I think the public was very upset with him. These two gentlemen, I believe, are going to present themselves and the Democratic position very well.
And do you anticipate that Mr. Cheney is going to drop by? He's going to be in your neighborhood this weekend.
Well, I don't anticipate it. We know it's happening. They're bringing the Darth Vader of the federal government into California.
Is there any way to tie him to your opponent?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think any Democrat will get within 100 miles of Darth Vader.
Darth Cheney.
Will, he won't mention the names, but it's Liz Figueroa and Jackie Speier are his two opponents. Uh-huh. Can you imagine Cheney speaking to either one of them?
No, I guess you're right.
No circumstances. But he will be in your neighborhood. He will be down there in the Walnut Grove area.
Well, he's definitely going to be in Sacramento. He's doing an event here. And
a fundraiser?
I'll tell you, I'm sure the protesters are going to be out there, and there's so much to protest about. This man and his involvement with the oil companies, setting a national energy policy that is just a serious threat to the nation's security. You know, basing our energy policy on oil from the most dangerous places in the world, which is exactly what the law is established by Bush and Cheney and the Republicans in Congress, is just a serious, serious threat to our nation. And yet, you know, he goes around telling everybody that all kinds of things that are simply, I don't know. I just call him the Darth Vader of the Bush administration.
All right, Mr. Commissioner, it's always good to talk to you. We will be in touch with you on the 7th of June. We will be broadcasting from the state capitol in Sacramento. You might drop by if you're there.
Well, Willie, if you're there, you know I'd want to see you.
All right. Thank you. Thank
John Garamendi, the man the insurance companies hate.
Yes, our state insurance commissioner, and perhaps on June 7th, he will be the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor here in the state of California. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
With pleasure. Thank you. 732. Time for traffic. First brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. Menlo Park is where we'll begin. Two-car crash. This is on the westbound Dumbarton, right before the Bayfront Expressway, right lane block. Small grass fire on the shoulder of the off-ramp from 680 southbound, getting off on the Capitol Expressway. Metering lights on the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Just a minor backup of the tolls. A little bit heavy on the upper deck, but there are no incidents reported. And BART is running on time, too. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting folks to see and challenge the status quo. Look how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. A report from a San Bruno company that tracks real estate industry says the number of houses and condos sold in the nine-county Bay Area dropped more than 25% in April. When you compare it to this time last year, the sharpest decline in nearly 5 years. The battle over California's high school exit exam heads to the state Supreme Court today. State head of schools Jack O'Connell is going to ask the justices to reinstate the exit exam requirements. American Idol sideshow William Hung has been named the Grand Marshal and will sing a couple of songs just barely out of tune at the Castroville Artichoke Festival this Sunday. Bay Bridge Series starts tonight at the Coliseum, A's and Giants, 7:05. And an interesting thing happening in San Francisco at Candlestick. Burning Man is doing a fine arts exposition on fire. It features artwork and different performances from more than 40 fire artists and fire performers from the Bay Area and elsewhere, tonight and tomorrow from 7:30 to midnight. And, of course, the 94th Annual Beta Breakers is Sunday morning, starting at Howard and Spear out to the Great Highway. The starter's pistol fires at 8 a.m. Now, our weather is not such good news. We have clouds, much cooler, heavy fog on the coast on the west side of San Francisco, and a pretty good chance of some scattered rain at some point somewhere in your neighborhood before Sunday. Highs from the upper 50s of the coast to the mid-70s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you deaf yet?
You should be. 960 The Quake sounds great in HD digital. CD quality sound and no static.
Are you deaf yet?
Not only that, but there's secret stations on HD digital radio, all free from hip-hop to jazz. Find out about HD radio. Visit quakeradio.com.
And good morning on this Friday, May 19th. Already just moving right along, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells. You know, there's so much going on this weekend around the Bay Area with the big run on Sunday, and if you come by from 7 to 10 this morning right here at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Barcadero, you'll get a free Quake T-shirt.
People have already been by,
mm-hmm.
and the T-shirts are here to be delivered.
Yeah.
And
what do they say?
Size you may be.
What do they say? What do the T-shirts say?
I did not even read them.
They have the Quake logo on the front.
Yeah, do they have the little picture of me and Willie?
No, they don't have a little picture of you and Willie.
Oh,
they're
man.
Not the cab tops.
Oh, man. Why are we giving away T-shirts for the whole station? Don't you know about branding? It's the hot new thing now. You got to put Will and Willie out there.
That is the brand.
I know.
I think we should run in the Beta Breakers.
I used to run the Beta Breakers all
Nobody
the time.
Would be able to tell whether we did the whole route, the whole course.
Oh, with
Nobody
Rosie
would be able to
Ruiz, huh?
Hayes Street Hill.
Exactly.
No. We'll just do what... What was her name? Rosie Ruiz or whatever?
Rosie
she
Ruiz.
Took the subway
yeah.
in New York, the New York Marathon,
yes.
and then popped up and, I win.
And, oh, she didn't say she won, did she? Did
no,
she claim to have won?
I don't think she
came in first or second or
oh,
something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
I got to tell you this, though, Will.
That's yeah. balls.
As I think about it,
or
I could pass for an Ethiopian, but I don't think you could.
I used to run the Beta Breakers by parking my car on Lincoln Boulevard, going to the park and buying a T-shirt, then walking around with a water bottle and the T-shirt all day. Yeah, I ran.
With your hands on your bent
over. We're also today we're going to celebrate the fact that we have the eighth annual Funny Girls show is going to happen tomorrow night.
Oh, that's a great show.
And that's at the Herbst Theater.
It's got Carol Leifer. Mm-hmm. It's got a bunch of people, including the Pakistani Muslim woman who's going to be on our show later on.
Yeah, Shasia Mirza will be our guest later. We'll hear from Flavia Jimenez, who's with the La Raza National Council out of D.C., and we'll find out what's going on there. And James Fang for the second annual Asian Heritage Street Celebration that's happening from 11 to 6 on Irving Street. You know, we had so many things with the NSA and the hearings with Hayden and everything else in our first segment. We went right by our weekly Hogs at the Trough Award, didn't we, Will?
Yes, indeed we did.
Well, are we ready to intro it now?
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
On the Quake.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt?
Well, they're not. You can see them every day on C-SPAN.
Life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play.
Ah, but the little piggies that we're talking about, Paul Wells.
Yes.
They're not playing around in dirt. They're playing around in our money.
And so who gets our Hogs at the Trough Week Award this time?
Why, I'm glad you asked, oh flatulent one. This week, we're giving the Hogs of the Trough Award to President Bush and all of Congress for signing a $70 billion tax cut package on Wednesday that Republicans will ingratiate themselves with voters as they head into midterm elections with worries about holding control of Congress. See, what happens is this tax cut that he signed, it's an extension of the tax cut they had before, and it pretty much, what it means is, if you're a millionaire, President Bush just gave you a Lexus, a brand new Lexus, for free. And if you're somebody like me or Paul, well, we owe the government a used 74 Vega. So that's how it works out. Willie Brown, I don't know. I think he might get a Hyundai.
And that's our Hogs at the Trough Award of the Week.
Just imagine a Lexus being driven up by the government and being parked in every millionaire's driveway. That's what happened this week because of the U.S. government.
Tax break for the rich.
$40,000 for $45,000 for every millionaire in America.
For Angelidis's theme. In his gubernatorial campaign, he's talking about making the rich pay their fair share. And incidentally, things get complicated politically out here, Will. While you were away, Steve Wesley's chief of staff went to work for Arnold Schwarzenegger as the head of
what?
Cal...
What?
Went to work as head of Cal EPA.
Can he do that?
Linda Adams got selected by the governor.
In the middle of a campaign?
No, she's not on his campaign staff. She was his chief of staff in the controller's office, I think in the year of 4 and 5. And she may have just been currently
So she's
unemployed.
No longer chief of staff. Oh,
no,
okay.
But she was Wesley's chief of staff.
That's still creepy.
She is a Democrat. And she is now the EPA head, as of the announcement today, for the governor. And incidentally, Will...
Republicans got to be ticked off again.
What's a safe appointment in an election year, though?
Yeah, but didn't he do this before? His chief of staff is the former chief of staff of Gray Davis, right?
And Dianne Feinstein.
Republicans got to be going crazy.
And he
no
did
wonder
one more
Pombo thing. Invited Darth Cheney to show up.
He did one more thing today. You've been talking about the minimum wage being increased.
Right.
He announced that the agency that handles that, regulatorily speaking, will increase the minimum wage by $1. They will not, however, do the cost of living adjustment on an ongoing annual basis, but it'll go up by $1, which really must frost Democrats, because that now means if that bill, which will have the buck in it, plus the cost of living increase, he'll probably veto that bill with some degree of immunity from the public, particularly the public that would react, because he's already given them a buck.
Right, so they'll have to wait for the COLA for another time.
That's what I think.
That's kind of like what you explained yesterday, what Frist did was he voted it was the $10 billion thing where $1 billion would be good and then the $9 billion was bad. Remember, that so he could say that he actually proposed it when he didn't really?
Well, Santorum. That was
Santorum, that's
yeah,
it.
Santorum,
Rick Santorum, yeah.
Pennsylvania. And so he could say that he was for it. But in reality, he was eliminating about 90% of the people who were previously covered.
Well, what Schwarzenegger is doing now is he's eliminating his Democratic opposition. I mean, he just cut him off at the knees.
Well,
isn't this the same thing that he vetoed last year, or did that have the cost of living adjustment in it?
It has always had the cost of living adjustment in it.
So that's why he said he vetoed it last year.
That is why. And
because he's going back and forth and back, and I'll be back and forth.
He's being very clever, though. You know, he's now taking the teachers out of play, so to speak. At least their level of displeasure has been assuaged by virtue of all that money that he's put into public education. And he's put a ton of new money into public education.
Well, it's nice when you have a $5 billion surplus where the 8% gas tax is so much more than a $3 gallon of gas. You know, I mean, that money comes in handy. All that Google money came in.
And he's spending it wisely.
He's giving it away. He's buying people off with it.
Well, you don't know yet. They may not stay bought till November. He may have rented them too early.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
He's reliving one of his movies, Will. You know, we got the Burst of Durst coming up in the next segment, and I like how you used the Karnak line earlier. I should call you Willnack. And by the way, you were wondering why we didn't have the Quake shirts with Will and Willie on it.
I am indeed.
According to Mike Capozzola, the first batch of shirts came in. It was just Willie Brown on it.
Is there something I don't know?
And I want to apologize.
Am I going to come back? Is this going to be one of those typical radio things where I come back from New York and, oh, Will, don't go in there. That's for employees only.
No, I think that was probably some sister making those shirts.
Michael Meehan's line. Oh, really?
And she dropped you. Those shirts are going to be classics, though. And I think those are the shirts that we ought to give when you do the joke.
The joke of the day, yeah. Keep my face out of it. Yeah, that's pretty.
You can use a Sharpie on the back and write your name and do a little caricature of yourself. The Burst of Durst in our next segment, 7:48 on this Friday morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Friday, May 19th, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Well, the House of Representatives approved a measure yesterday to encourage oil companies to renegotiate their oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. The measure would give back about $7 billion to the American people. Not that we'd ever see it or anything. Still, $7 billion is $6 billion. $5 billion net to us. After everybody in the committee takes a taste, I'm sure it'd be funneled straight into some billion-dollar bridge in West Virginia to span two alleys, or a bull inseminating study that will investigate the efficacy of pre-warming or not pre-warming the tube. This was a Democratic proposal years ago that Republicans are jumping on since they discovered that voters are whining about $3 gasoline like second graders who had their Halloween candy rationed by a Mormon Marine babysitter. With their national baby monitor cranked up high enough to be bothersome at a bagpipe convention, Congress has glommed onto the issue like a swimmer adrift in a sea of dorsal fins grabs onto a leaking rubber raft. Not so amazingly, this electorate-as-idiot strategy probably will work. We Americans actually believe our Constitution guarantees us the right to cheap gas and cheeseburgers. That's why we consider the English wussies for not eating the mad cows. Here, wouldn't matter if the burgers were from leprous syphilitic cows covered with bright red parasitic larvae. We'd eat them before we get out of their drive-thru. Cheeseburgers while driving. Ain't that America? And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Isn't that America indeed?
What a range. On a serious note, Will, the business have taken back some of those subsidies and those incentives given to oil companies. I think is a good one. They'd better do it, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's also a Democratic proposal that came up, what, 18, 20 months ago? And, of course, it was shot down by the Republicans, and they needed the Republicans to pass it, of course, because they have the majority. And I guess enough are feeling the heat from the voters that they, against the wishes of their party leaders, they voted for.
And if it happens, I think we ought to try to figure out how to get some of our research types to translate that and what it may mean at the pump.
You know, it'd be nice if they just took that $7 million that they're going to get back from the oil leases.
It's $7 billion with a B.
Yeah, the $7 billion. And because what it was to encourage the oil companies to drill in the Gulf and do research and development and try to find it. That's what it was originally, the discount that we gave them on the royalties. That's what it was for originally, ostensibly. But, you know, with $70 gasoline, they don't need a lot of incentives anymore.
You know, and in the wake of
$70
Katrina,
barrel, sorry.
Mm-hmm, in the wake of Katrina, there's also, this goes way back, the leases for the oil drilling off the shore of Louisiana. I think it was Governor Huey Long going way back. He wanted to keep all the money, and he wound up with 1%. 1% going
to
back
the state of
Louisiana. Yes,
that still ain't bad, is it?
No, not for the numbers. And speaking of Huey Long and his being the kingfish and all those kinds of things, did you notice where they think they caught the killer alligator in Florida?
Well, they found two human arms inside the alligator, so yeah, they think
about
this might be the one.
What did he weigh? He was 11 feet.
Oh, my God.
And he weighed about 4,000 pounds or some other. I mean,
a couple of tons of alligator.
He clearly was not a vegetarian. If he found the arms. Can you see an 11-foot alligator coming down the street?
Let me think. No.
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 You'd get out and you'd give him your Lexus.
What was it? They've had, in the last 58 years, they've had 17 deaths to alligators in Florida, 17 human deaths in the last 58 years, and three of the deaths were in 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks.
And on the streets, not in the water.
No, no, they're wandering into malls and going into Bed Bath & Beyond. And
and up until this point, the alligators have just been eating small farm animals like chickens, and one of them got so big it just went, well, them two-legged naked chickens look pretty good to me.
It tastes like pork.
Now, Will Durst.
Or like chicken.
We should let Quake listeners know that you're going to be at the Copia in Napa, huh? On Saturday night, you'll be back.
Yes, Copia is this gorgeous facility, right in downtown Napa.
And the Quake will be there with prizes, by the way. There are details on quakeradio.com.
I'm there Saturday night, and you can call 1-800-51-COPIA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth.
I thought you traveled by train.
Someone gave Tony a sound card. Someone made a major mistake giving Tony that sound card. I'm sorry, Will. I didn't mean to jump in.
That's all right. I thought you traveled by train. Are you going to be back for Saturday night?
One of San Francisco's leading
middle
citizens.
Middle seat in United Coach.
James Fang is going to join us in the next segment because the second annual Asian Heritage Street Celebration is happening on Irving out between 20th and 25th Avenue on Saturday. We'll be talking about that in the next segment. Keeping it real here on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio. I'm Bob Wickham.
Here we have an 11-page, extremely critical, extremely strongly worded report.
Jennifer Daskal with the Human Rights Watch in Barcelona, Spain, reacting to UN report, which calls on the U.S. to close Guantanamo Bay, end questionable interrogation techniques like waterboardings, and close any secret prisons.
It's the first time that the U.S. has really been held accountable in a systematic way for all of the panoply of practices that it's instituted since the fight against terrorism.
On Capitol Hill, there's more debate on immigration reform.
We can't simply open our borders to anyone and everyone who wants to come to the United States, or we would be swamped by a veritable tsunami of humanity.
Republican Senator John Cornyn, the Senate expected to approve the immigration bill next week. At the busiest crossing in the world, San Ysidro, California, U.S. Customs agents say they were forced to shoot and kill a driver of an SUV. He tried to run the border. They'd gotten a tip that he had picked up illegal immigrants there. CNN's Peter Viles reporting from outside the checkpoint.
There is always traffic going both directions, and a lot of it is on foot. People walk back and forth from Tijuana to the neighboring communities here in San Diego to go to work. Some people walk across the border just to get a meal. It is an extremely busy crossing.
A second movie, a little over a year, ignites a religious controversy. Opening today, the Ron Howard film Da Vinci Code from the Dan Brown novel by the same name. Church groups outraged by the storyline that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene and had a child. Here's how some moviegoers viewed it.
You gotta go in with an open mind about it. Kept me going as a murder mystery. It was boring.
Never expected to be as good as the book.
Also appearing for the first time today, a trailer for the Oliver Stone new movie about 9/11 called World Trade Center. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Here's a Quay traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to us by Panda Express. It's a pretty good ride in a lot of places in the Bay Area this morning. It's slow through Antioch, Pittsburgh, and Altamont Pass, and up around the Novato Narrows there, and in South San Jose as well. But no major stalls, accidents, or problems in terms of blockages reported on any Bay Area freeway right now. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Heavy up on the incline, but no troubles reported there either on the upper deck. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees, like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. It's 8:05, and we are keeping it real here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero at the beautiful Hotel Vitale, where we broadcast Monday through Friday at 7 to 10 in the morning. And this morning, you can come by and get a Quake t-shirt to use to run to Bay of the Breakers this Sunday. So many great things, and one of the beautiful things of living in the Bay Area is all the events that happen. And there'll be the second annual Asian A Pacific American Heritage Street Fair, street celebration that is happening Saturday from 11 to 6. And it takes place on Irving from 20th Avenue to 25th Avenue. And Mr. Brown, we have a very special guest, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we have to tell our guests that in New York, our co-host, Will Durst, is hanging out in New York for the night and for the day. And he's on the line with us right now, and he'll hear everything you say. James Fain, legendary longtime member of the BART Board of Directors representing the city and county of San Francisco, moonlights mainly as the editor and publisher of Asia Week. James, how are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me today.
You created this Asian Pacific Heritage Festival. Why?
Well, first, before I begin my remarks, I just want to say what an honor it is and a privilege to have an ability to appear on the show. Obviously, a big fan of Will Durst. But, Mr. Mayor, I got to just say one thing. You, as a member of the BART Board, one of the best advocates for public transit we've ever had. So I just want to say thank you very much. And as an Asian American, the tremendous job that you did to help empower our community. specifically by appointing an Asian American as the first police chief of a major San Francisco city. So I just wanted to say briefly, thank you very much.
All right, you can come back on.
Yes. I told you before I got started, it was an honor to be with you, Mr. Tourist.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, you know, this Saturday, as the announcer mentioned, we are having our second annual Asian Pacific Heritage Street Celebration. This was basically a idea that was formed by myself and my brother Ted Fang to have an opportunity to have Asian Americans gather. We have the Cherry Blossom Festival, which is more or less Japanese. We have the Chinese New Year, which is more or less Chinese. But I think a new
the Tet Festival.
The Tet Festival for the Vietnamese. And we thought that, you know, the big thing now in America and in within our community is there are so many Asian Americans, like myself, born here, who don't speak the language. You know, and yet we are a presence. Why don't we have an event to celebrate that? So as it turns out, May, as many people may know, is Asian Pacific Heritage Month, which was designated by George Bush, number one, with the help of then-Congressman Norman Mineta. And so we thought in the month of May, why not have a festival that celebrates Asian American identity? Our first one, which was in Japantown, drew about 50,000 people on just a quick, let's get something together thing going. The second one, but we decided also to change the venues because Asian Americans congregate in different places. It's just not one place. So this year, we're having it in the Sunset District on Irving between 20th and 25th Avenues.
From KFC to Blockbuster.
Basically, you know, I'm so impressed that you know that. You know
that's his neighborhood.
Is that his neighborhood?
That's where he lives.
Well, you know, Mr. Mayor, you should come down there once in a while, too. No, the mayor was great there, but I'm very impressed, Mr. Durst.
Oh, come on,
KFC to down
to Blockbuster. Yeah, that's 20th to 25th. Yeah, I know that.
That whole area has changed a lot, and you know,
you're never gonna get Mr. Mayor Willie Brown out there. I mean, that's like inviting him to the Farallon Islands.
Well, you mean the Farallon or the Farallon Islands?
The Farallon Islands.
As a matter of fact, what do you wear in that neighborhood?
A lot of clothing because it's going to be foggy.
There is no question, and that's why I'm asking. But what events will occur? Those five blocks, what exactly is going to happen at the street fair?
Well, I'm glad you asked. First of all, we're going to have over 200 community and vendor booths. That's just incredible. Last year we had about 100. This year we have about 200. We're going to start the festival at about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we're going to have, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to honor 45 Asian American athlete coaches, which we think is a very important thing to do. Then throughout the day, we also have what they call a hepatitis B screening. Hepatitis B is one of the most dangerous diseases, particularly for Asian Americans, because 1 in 10 has hepatitis B that attacks the liver. There'll be a free screening. Then, obviously, the big kind of glamour, sexy thing is we've been very fortunate to get Jasmine Trias and Sway, both Asian Americans who did very well on American Idol, to come down to the fair and perform. And then finally, and this is for perhaps Mr. Durst, but more importantly, Mr. the Mayor, we have a karaoke contest. And they said that if you don't come down and start singing, Mr. Mayor, they'll be very, very, you're going to be like the highlight. You're going to be the highlight. You know, we are, so shall I, what time shall I reserve for you, sir? Maybe the two of you can do a duet.
Thank you. I can only do it as a duet.
Well, you know, I'll pay for it, Mr. Durst.
Oh, look at the time. I'm out of town. All right.
But and we're also going to have a lot of, we've worked with the school district, and we'll have all the Asian American elected officials from San Francisco attending.
Screw that, Fang. What kind of food are you going to have?
Thank you. What about the food?
I had on my mind, too. We're talking to James Fang here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willing. We're talking about the Asian Art Festival. Actually, is there an art festival part of it as well? But we want to get to the food. But it's the Asian Heritage Street Celebration. It's on Irving Saturday from 11 to 6 here in San Francisco from 20th to 25th Avenue. And I'm Paul Wells. And Mr. Fang?
Yes, sir.
The food.
Well, the food is going to be spectacular. Obviously, all different types of Asian culture food will be there.
So,
but you're also going to get ribs, barbecue ribs. We got a vendor in there doing barbecue ribs and links. But you got the Korean barbecue. You got the Chinese food. You got Japanese sashimi, Thai food, Vietnamese food.
Filipino
food. You got it all there. And I think there's a hamburger stand there, too. But I'm not 100% sure. But it's pretty close.
Did the Chinese invent the hamburger, too, James?
Of course
they
did.
That's the one thing we don't get credit for.
Oh. Good switch in the middle of a thought. That was nice, James.
So, we're very proud of this.
Now, if this works in the Sunset District, are you going to keep it there, or do you like your idea of a movable feast?
No, it's a movable feast. That is one of the key elements of this, because Asian Americans don't congregate just in one part of the city.
Right, right, right. So this way you'll be able to highlight different portions of the city. That's a great idea, because all these fairs are so ethnic-centric. Wouldn't you love to see the Folsom Street Fair out in the Richmond?
No. I don't think that's a good idea, Will.
Let me see. Well, as long as they're not doing it the same time we're doing it.
Okay. I'm just imagining buttless chaps with fog burn. That's all.
Well, you know, I got one for you both. One of the big things that's happening in the Asian American community is this kind of cartoon type of thing called anime.
Anime.
And one of the things that we're going to be having at the anime contest will be people dressed up in their favorite anime characters walking around. So, you know, anything you guys think you want to wear that goes in that direction. It's what I bring that up in light of the Folsom Street thing. So
I got it. Okay. And so did Will.
I'm coming as Howl's Moving Castle.
There you go.
It should be a good event.
It's
all free.
It's all free, and
it's all Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday?
No,
or
just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
And the thing we're very proud of is what we've done with a lot of the nonprofit community groups is we basically have given them free booths at the fair.
Free booze?
Free booths.
Oh.
But they wanted
booze. I thought it was free booze. Yeah. Man, now there's a street fair for you.
Yeah, well.
There's one Will would enjoy.
It's called Halloween.
Halloween in San Francisco is redundant.
Indeed. So we're very excited about how this fair is going. Last year we had 50. We're expecting 100 to 125.
Oh, man.
Next year, 1,000. And next year, it continues to grow and grow. And I think the fact that Jasmine Trias and Sway, who is actually from South San Francisco, are coming really is kind of giving more credence to the Asian American community concept. And just how fast and popular this fair is becoming.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to the Comcast karaoke competition so that Will and Willie can face off in that.
You know, I was that was my job when I came here today. Kind of let people know that the fair is, on Saturday. But they told me, don't go back to the office unless you get the two Willies to do it duet.
Otherwise,
don't come back.
Dream on, Big River.
Oh, no.
If you had the free booze, you might have been able to get us to do the karaoke.
You know what? I'm making an executive decision here. Free booze if you two guys come down.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble, Fang.
Hey, wait a minute. I've seen the mayor sing. Mr. Durst, you might have a problem keeping up.
Are you serious? Where did you see him sing?
Well, the mayor and I went on many trips to Asia on behalf of the city, and when he was required to do something on the karaoke, he was ready. So you don't laugh.
Are you serious?
Willie,
what's your song when you sing karaoke? What's your song?
I left my heart.
Of course it is.
In San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to
the
start.
This ain't no duet.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm just telling you.
Not karaoke without the music.
No, but, you know, look at, he's doing a cappella. He's doing a cappella. Can you harmonize there, Mr. Durst?
No. The only karaoke song I ever sang was Kenny Rogers' Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your chin and hair. That's the only one I know.
We did Know When to Hold 'Em together the other day.
That's true.
Yeah, we all sang along with that. James Fang, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take that as a yes for you too, to show up at the karaoke thing.
I'm taking that as a yes. You got Paul.
No. Well, if you want to make it a trio, I'm happy.
Hey, great. Good luck on this, man.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming to my part of
the second annual Asian Heritage Street Celebration happens Saturday from 11 to 6 on Irving Street between 20th and 25th Avenue. And James Fang, publisher and editor of Asian Week, thank you again for being a guest on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells. We'll keep it going in the next segment with your calls at 866-960-5753 on 960 The Quake.
It calls to me to be where little cable cars.
Hey,
everybody,
where are they going?
Climb half.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Thailand's and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Try to make it.
Show with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's 8:21 on this Friday morning, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Fridays are always a day where we look at what's going on in the Bay Area as one thing, and we will have another guest later on that's doing a show, and I didn't mention it earlier, but I've mentioned it a couple of times, and I'll do one more for Wavy Gravy's birthday, because it's a benefit for SAVA, which is a fine organization that was put together by primarily people in the Bay Area and operates out of Berkeley. SAVA goes around the world and does operations on people who are virtually blind, have cataracts, and then restores the sight. They've done this for 2 million eyeballs. And Bob Weir.
2 million?
Yes. Bob Weir and Rat Dog, Mickey Hart and Friends, and they'll all be with Wavy Gravy. This is Saturday, tomorrow night at the Berkeley Community Theater, and it's Wavy's 70th birthday. That's a little funny thought. To have Wavy Gravy, who said breakfast in bed for $400,000 at Woodstock, being 70, but it's true. And you can go to SAVA.org and find out about tickets. And it'll be a special night with Mickey Hart and Bob Weir and friends, especially considering that Ramrod passed away a couple of days ago. And I don't know if you've seen that, but John Scott, we've had some news stories on that. And
now, who was Ramrod? He wasn't in the band. He was like a...
He's a roadie.
He was a roadie. Permanent member of the crew, right?
The extended family. Steve Parrish and I were sitting down with Bill Thompson. Steve Parrish was a roadie who managed Jerry Garcia Band, and Bill Thompson managed Jefferson Airplane and Starship. And we talked about what Bob Weir said about the group around the Grateful Dead. You know, these have a thing about what they have. You know, the family is, you know, thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. But what they have in the Grateful Dead extended family is thicker than blood. And Ramrod was actually sent by Ken Kesey, knocked on the door in the Haight-Ashbury in the early days of the Grateful Dead and said, you know, Ken says you need a good man.
Ken sent me.
Ken sent me. And, you know, the days of the Merry Pranksters and the Grateful Dead and the Haight-Ashbury, and you could just walk into a situation that way.
The electric Kool-Aid acid test.
Exactly, and they were all part of it. So there you go, a little bit of San Francisco lore and celebration of Wavy Gravy's birthday, Saturday night, Berkeley Community Theater. And there are some big people that go to these. I've seen Stephen Jobs at these SAVA benefits. You got a Circle of Awe ticket that's $1,000.
Well, Circle of Awe. Speaking of Jobs, you know what the big deal here in New York is?
The opening of the new Apple Store on Fifth Avenue.
Very good. Between 58th and 59th, it's going to be open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Do you believe that?
They're following our leadership. You recall that I got built in San Francisco. The magnificent Apple Store.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Right down on Stockton.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating place. And I actually cut the ribbon for the opening of that store with Steve Jobs. He didn't give me any samples.
Oh, really?
The relationship never blossomed on the tour.
Well, that's the big deal. They're expecting free prizes here. They have people camped out in front of the store waiting for it to open, and they're expecting some sort of famous musician to come. Mary J. Blige has been mentioned. Somebody else, I can't remember who.
That's the same kind of environment and atmosphere that was here for 24 hours. People were lined up all the way up Stockton Street. I mean, it was incredible how people wanted to get into the Apple Store.
It's a store.
That's all it is.
And this one's going to be open 24 hours a day. You can go in any time. Any time, literally.
That's you would New think York, the city that never sleeps.
No, but you want to be first. And you
true.
Understand
that's true.
That the Apple types come from all over the world for the opening of the stores.
Oh, really?
Whether they're in Japan, San Francisco, New York, you want on your resume the fact that you went to the opening of every Apple store. Not unlike your...
Do you get a ticket punched or something?
I think you get something.
Is there a Apple card?
No, I think what you get are the T-shirts. There are individual T-shirts for each city.
Speaking of which, if you run Bay of Breakers this Sunday, you can come by here at the Hotel Vitale today and get a free T-shirt, a Quake T-shirt. We're giving those away. We covered one story this morning, these guys.
Before we leave Apple, since Will is in New York, Will should go by the Apple store.
I will after my show tonight.
And collect a T-shirt. All you got to do is you tell the security guard. I'm sure Steve Jobs is going to be there. So you tell the security guard you're representing Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco, whom Mr. Jobs invited to come.
Oh, really?
It's a total lie, but go anyway.
Because I hate doing that, don't you know who I think I am thing.
No, but Steve Jobs is a buddy of mine and a good friend, and I literally got his building done down here. It was the most bizarre thing ever. It was an old building. It had historical significance. And, of course, Apple doesn't want that. They want to do their own brand.
I
authorized them to build a building, and overnight, the original building disappeared.
It is gorgeous, though.
And nobody said a word. Yes.
That store in San Francisco on Stockton Street is just gorgeous.
So use my name and bring a T-shirt.
Mr. Mayor,
see what I can do.
A subject you brought up this morning, and we have Howard Dean sending us an email as well about it, the Democratic National Committee chairman, about what Arlen Specter and yesterday in the small room with restricted access to the general public, the shameful cloak of secrecy, the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee rammed through a proposal constitutional amendment that would prohibit states to recognize same-sex marriages. And here's a quote from Howard Dean. The manner in which the Senate Judiciary Committee chose to consider a divisive and hate-filled constitutional amendment that would infect right discrimination into the United States Constitution is deplorable.
Cowards.
Using any group of Americans as scapegoats for political gain is heinous enough, but doing it in such a way that the public cannot be present to witness it goes even further. And Willie Brown, you pointed out that Senator Feingold walked out on this, and
he did
a heated argument with Arlen Specter
after he gave him a lecture on constitutional law. So I'm telling you, Arlen Specter is becoming a spectacle in every way.
They need something. The Democrats need some. I mean, the Republicans need something to rally around.
They used it in 2004.
They used it in 2000 as well. Mm-hmm. If you look back, there were certain states that had this on the ballot. Then Kansas was one in 2000.
Even Bill O'Reilly, they're starting to just slip in a little bit of hate speech in there. He talked about basically the white culture being important, the white power structure.
Who said that?
Bill O'Reilly. You might ask him next time he invites you on the show. I'm going to get the exact quote for you, Mr. Mayor.
Make sure you get that quote. I'd love to hear that one because I'd like to call it to Mr. O'Reilly's attention if the opportunity presents itself.
And Tony Snow using the expression tar baby twice in the press conference?
Yeah, but, tar baby, I know a lot of people who just use that as a sticky situation and don't have any... unfortunately, are not conversant with its racial connotation.
It just seems like there's divisive speech and divisive actions being slipped in right now.
I think they're being allowed. I think that's even scarier. Not that they're doing it on purpose. I think it's just one of those expansion things that happens, slowly.
But I don't think the environment...
It's like frog soup, man. It's like frog soup, That whole thing where you put the frog in lukewarm water and then you slowly turn up the temperature and he eventually boils to death and becomes soup. Because he acclimates himself to the new temperature.
You know about that method of cooking frogs?
Now the PETA people are going to be upset with you as well.
You're really impressing me, Will. You knew it was KFC to Blockbuster.
Ben Colbert are going to be joined by PETA, and they're going to protest Will Durst.
Go ahead.
You're blowing me away, Will. Your wealth of
geographic
useless,
as well.
Useless knowledge.
As cool enough.
Yes, fight it, yes.
Are you a cook, Mr. Mayor?
I was a fry cook professionally.
Oh, yeah?
In my early life. In Mineola. I worked at a little joint that did, chicken fried steak and burgers.
Oh, so you know how to do all that stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I incurred the wrath of my kids forever because I had an arrangement with my wife where every Sunday I would cook for the kids, starting with breakfast in the morning. I take them to church. Then I take them gallery viewing in the afternoon, or I take them to a baseball game or a softball game. And then in the evening, I would cook. And I would always cook glazed carrots, rack of lamb. They hated glazed carrots and didn't tell me until they were adults.
Oh, no.
You know, you have one of those sessions where your kids, you're so proud of them. None of them went to jail. None of them became junkies. And I'm sitting around saying, and all those wonderful Sundays we had together. He said, Dad, you want to know the truth? So, yeah, we hated those Sundays.
After 4 years.
After
4 years of college radio, I moved from New York to California. I couldn't get a job right away, and my first job was cooking in a nightclub in Palo Alto where the Grateful Dead used to play when they were the Warlocks on University Avenue right by Stanford.
The Warlocks. Oh,
yes,
my God.
That goes way back. Well, we had that little bit of Bay Area Grateful Dead lore starting this little segment here. And in the next one, the National Council for La Raza's Flavia Jimenez will be joining us from Washington, D.C., talking about the immigration fights that are going on.
And Bush's ride in that dune buggy in the desert yesterday.
$1.9 billion now asked to help pay for those 6,000 troops that will be stationed on the border.
And don't forget, what will Willie do coming up at the end of this half hour? And I'm going to ask him how to make rack of lamb.
Will Durst and Willie Brown, I'm Paul Wells. Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 8:32. This report is brought to us by Office Depot. Not a lot happening this morning. Great news. Slow in some spots, but no serious problems. Save a ladder that's sitting in the lanes on 580 westbound before Grantline. BART's on time. Metering lights on. A little bit heavy on the upper deck, but not too bad in terms of your weight. Pay your toll. Go into Office Depot today and find over 400 ink and toner items in stock, plus save up to 15% on multi-packs, or save up to 15% on Office Depot brand ink versus the national brand from Office Depot. Taking care of business. 8:33, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. South Bay union leaders and activists announced a new drive to increase Latino voting in next month's primary. They want to get some traction from these recent rallies in support of illegal immigration and general immigrant rights. Volunteers have gotten together with the South Bay Labor Council. They hope to have more than 100 going door-to-door in Latino neighborhoods this weekend. We told you about the rise in foreclosures in the Central Valley yesterday. Today, we have news closer to home about our homes. New figures out from San Bruno's DataQuick information systems shows that sales are slowing in the entire Bay Area. Home sales down 25% in April compared to the same time last year. But despite the sales drop, the median price of a home set another record. Hard to believe, $628,000 last month. San Francisco officials made their pitch yesterday to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. San Francisco lost out to New York to be the bid city for the 2012 Games, but is hoping to make another try this time around. Houston, Philly, and Chicago are also being considered. Two Bay Area icons have their moment this weekend. The two so-called dirty hippies from San Francisco won the Amazing Race television show. And Berkeley's William Hung is going to be the Grand Marshal at the Castroville Artichoke Parade this weekend. The 94th Annual Beta Breakers, 8 a.m. Sunday morning from Howard and Spear to the Great Highway with much fun in between. BART will run early trains starting at 6 a.m. Quake weather for the weekend, clouds, cooler, and a chance for rain all the way through Sunday. Highs upper 50s to the mid-70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit.
which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs, on sale now at Stevens Creek GMC, on the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Price of gas is going up and up and up, and shows no sign of retreating anytime soon. Go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com and click on the Best Gas Prices link. The tool will tell you where in your neighborhood you can find the cheapest gas. If there is such a thing anymore, we can't beat big oil, but we can help you save a buck or two. Another helpful service from 960, The Quake.
Irving Street, one of the karaoke people won't be William Hung. He's down at the Artichoke Festival. One of the American Idol people
that will be in
the Bay Area, yes.
I mentioned earlier that he was going to be in the area. I didn't realize that it was the Artichoke Festival. He's been hired to come to the Artichoke Festival.
Mm-hmm. Hired?
Yes.
That actually wasn't that bad of a song. He didn't sound that bad on that.
Did you ever see him, though, on American Idol?
Oh, yeah. I saw him, well, a cappella. But see, anybody could sound good with that backing, you know, with a huge band behind. Because he sounds disaffected. He sounds like, you know, like he's trying to throw it away. And you don't realize that he's actually singing with all his heart.
So you think, with backing, I have a future?
I think you had a pretty good pass and you had some backing. I think your present ain't bad either. Yeah, I think you got a future.
But I love that they dropped Tony Bennett in and had us sing with him. You heard that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fabulous.
And my favorite some... is when at the park when the Giants win, they play him, and they do the loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
We have our guest.
That
on
was
line, guys.
Rome. That's Will? When they do the intro. I love the intro. I'm sorry. Our guest is Flavia Jimenez from the La Raza NC LR. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Quake 960 in San Francisco. You're in D.C., and tell us, what is the current talk in D.C. on immigration?
Well, there's lots of talk in D.C. on immigration. The Senate proposal is currently being debated. Well, today there are no votes, of course, but has been debated all week. Many amendments have been proposed to the original Hagel-Martinez compromise, the compromise that was achieved between Republicans and Democrats in early April that changed slightly the legalization aspect of the the 600 plus page immigration bill.
Is this the one where if you help anybody who's an illegal immigrant, you're a felon?
No, that's a different bill. That actually was the bill that passed the House of Representatives in December of 2005. Whatever comes out of the Senate, and we're hoping that something will be voted in the Senate in the next couple of weeks, will have to be, of course, in conference committee with
the House bill. Okay.
So that is, of course, problematic for us because it is a very, very harsh, draconian enforcement-only legislation that even the President of the United States says that is just unworkable.
Tell us more, though, about the Martinez-Hagel bill.
Well, it's ever-changing, of course, because this is nothing set in stone. Amendments keep being introduced all the time. But basically, just to go back a little bit, what happened in the Judiciary Committee in late March was that there was a compromise and there were votes and there was a lot of changes made to the original Specter bill. Senator Specter from Pennsylvania is the head of the Judiciary Committee, and he introduced a bill that was okay, but needed a lot of work. And during the discussion in the Judiciary Committee, Democrats and Republicans were able to achieve really good negotiations. Were able to add the piece that would help the undocumented people legalize in the United States, and would actually also include the visas for foreign workers who were going to come in the future, as long as the U.S. employers were to meet certain requirements, et cetera. So then the Hagel and Martinez, Republican senators, came together and they changed the legalization aspect of it a little bit.
Now, hey, let me interrupt so that our listeners know that Hagel is from?
Chuck Hagel.
Nebraska.
And Martinez is from?
Florida.
He was formerly HUD secretary.
Yes.
Yes.
And so they came together and they changed the legalization aspects of the program so that it would actually form three tiers. The people that have been here for more than 5 years could stay in the United States, and because they have deeper roots, could apply here. And as long as, again, they met all the requirements, they could legalize eventually in the program. Then for those who had been here for 2 to 5 years, they could apply from the United States, but they have to meet certain requirements that were pretty stringent. And some of those we actually have big problems with because they deal with due process issues and issues of those people's rights and waiving their rights. And so we were not in agreement with all of that, all of the hurdles that people would have to overcome. But they would have to essentially apply. They could apply here, but then they would have to leave the United States and come back.
They'd have to leave the United States to get the documents.
Right.
In Mexico, and then cross the border again with the documents.
Right, something like that.
Does that make any sense to you?
Well, you know, not really. We find it to be incredibly unworkable. And again, we had so many issues with the way that that piece was written that people would have to waive a lot of their rights away, and they would have no confidentiality with their applications. There were just a lot of problems with it, which we're actually trying to fix all along. So, of course, none of this is written in stone.
How about people under 2 years?
The people under 2 years, unfortunately, were out of luck. They would have to return to their countries and hope to apply for a visa to legally enter through the help of an employer, if through an employer petition in the future. But we really do think that this would leave us with a significant amount of people, about 1.5 million people, who would be still undocumented, because the problem is, you know, those folks, although it's going to be probably harder for them to work in the United States, they're probably still going to live in the shadows in the U.S. They're not likely to leave if they have an employer, for example, who likes them.
Or they'll get their employer to lie about how long they've been here.
Well, of course, that's the problem, again, that sort of, you know, putting people in all of these different categories just leads to fraud. People will try to say, if you've been 4 years, you'll try to say that you've been here for 5 years.
And if you've been 2 years, you'll say.
Right. And so it's gonna be difficult. But I think that as of now, that's the way that the wording is being written. Now,
we're speaking with Flavia Jimenez.
Senator Feinstein will introduce something called an orange card program that will allow everyone to apply from inside the United States. And we can talk a little bit more about that if you're interested as well.
Well, we have a little bit of time left. Flavia Jimenez is a policy analyst, and she's with the National Council of La Raza in Washington, D.C., our guest on 960 The Quake. Now, President Bush has just sent a price tag for beefing up the security on the border, with 6,000 troops and building fences, of $1.9 billion. Does that include the fence building, or is that just to feed the troops?
Well, that's a lot of oatmeal for the troops, if that's... I think that what...
Halliburton's putting it out.
Or whatever they... I'm not sure what they feed those poor guys. But I think that the problem is multi-tiered. The problem with sending troops to the border is that it really isn't going to solve our immigration problem, and that it could potentially cause a lot of civil rights violations, which is, of course, something that we're always concerned with. But that the border communities were not brought in to the discussion to see how really they would be affected, right? Because they're really going to be the ones that are most affected by all of this. And we have an issue because, of course, a lot of border communities are Latino. But it's a hefty price to build fences and to beef up the border. And there is already an incredible enforcement upgrade in the bill that we're discussing right now in the Senate. There's a whole title on beefing up enforcement along the border. So this is really just unnecessary.
We're almost out of time, but tell us a little bit more, if you will, about the orange card that Dianne Feinstein is talking about introducing.
Yes, well, Dianne Feinstein is talking about introducing an amendment, maybe early next week, hopefully early next week, that would replace this three-tiered system that I explained to you earlier, and that I think most folks would agree is going to be very unworkable and very, very bureaucratic. So it would have one single process that applies to all undocumented immigrants who have lived here since January 1 of 2006, so as of this past January. And so that would allow a person that has been here to simply apply, meet the requirements, still meet the requirements about, you know, learning civics and learning English and not having committed crimes and paying back taxes, etc. And you apply from here, and you either, you know, get admitted for the program, or you don't get admitted for the program because you're a felon, or you're not playing by the rules, et cetera. And in that case, you would have to be, you're out, out of the program and probably, deported at some point. But, this just makes more sense to us, right? Because it's a single process. People are going to be much more willing to come forward and come out of the shadows, if they know that this is a single, simple process for them, and they understand exactly what it is that the stakes are.
Flavia Jimenez from La Raza, thank you for joining us from Washington, D.C. on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And please, your organization, feel free to call us any morning, 7 to 10 Pacific time, when there's breaking news on what's going on with immigration in D.C.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right. Maybe we can get an opinion on English as an official language amendment coming up.
Yes, definitely. Feel free, as you know, those amendments passed yesterday. That's very problematic for us. So please let us know if you want us to be on some other time to talk about that.
Thank you much, Melinda.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
8:50, it's What Would Willie Do in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells on 960 The Quake.
The smell of garlic and the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchens. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
WWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Every day around this time, we ask the mayor a question right out of the news. Willie Brown, the confirmation hearings are going on in D.C. for General Hayden. He says the NSA program is legal. He won't talk publicly about their database gathering. He's likely to be confirmed. On that question, what would Willie do?
I would not vote for an army general to take over what should be a civilian controlled and functioning operation called the Central Intelligence Agency.
Here.
He is a general. He was the head of the director of the NSA at one time. He was the architect of the Bush proposal on eavesdropping. He failed to recognize the need for any legal authorization by way of the warrant process. He failed to understand and appreciate the need to brief anyone other than the chair and the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, and to now step to the plate, assuming the responsibility, if confirmed, for running the Central Intelligence Agency. I do believe that that constitutes a consolidation of the entire intelligence family under one operation, i.e., the military. Although he says he is somewhat independent of Mr. Rumsfeld, that he's somewhat independent of the Pentagon, it's hard for me to believe that after 36 years of your adult life, which is virtually all of your adult life, you've been a disciplined officer, a disciplined member of the Air Force, and you have risen to the top of your game in that world. It means that that discipline brings with it a certain level of obedience and loyalty that, in my opinion, cannot be eroded in the twilight of your career. I would therefore, as a senator representing California, cast a vote against confirmation of General Michael Hayden as the head of the CIA.
Are you listening, Senator Feinstein? Well put. That's what Willie would do on 960 The Quake this morning. And I have nothing against the military man, but I believe we have a system of government that has civilian oversight.
I just think that there's talent among civilians that should be utilized where there is a civilian function to be performed. I do not believe a civilian, for an example, should be head of the Joint Chief of Staffs. I think that is a military position, a uniformed officer's position, and I think it should continue to be that way. But likewise, I think that there are civilian positions that should have civilians as their head to make this democracy work. The only model you have of where the military controlled the intelligence is what we learned and understood about the KGB. I don't think it's a good idea.
And the SS.
Those. And the SS.
Yeah.
Yeah, forgot the SS. Thank you, Will. I don't think
a few historical precedents have been set in this direction.
That is correct. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
And also, anybody who gets those four stars, each and every one of those stars, every point on that star represents at least 10 butts that you've kissed. And that's that's 40 points. On five. That's 25 points. So we're talking at least 125 butts he's kissed on the way up. And somehow your lips don't unpucker after a while.
Will Durst and Willie Brown, our next hour on this week, on our final hour of the week, EcoTalk's Betsy Rosenberg joins us, and British-Pakistani Muslim comic Shazia Mirza joins us as well. She'll be at the Herbst Theater, and it's all happening here on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960 The Quake.